Good evening, everybody. I'm responding to Claire Randall and her "Are You Defined by Your Accent?" Boo. No, that wasn't boo, as in to try and scare everyone. It's boo as in audio boo. Yeah, so "Are You Defined by Your Accent?" I love this. I think, so I've lived in several places and grown up in several places. So primarily, I would say that I have a Birmingham accent, although I was actually speaking to someone from Birmingham today, born and brought up and whatever in Birmingham, on the way to work. And she was saying, "Where are you from?" And I said, "I'm from Birmingham." And she said, "Yeah, but you don't sound as though you're from Birmingham." And I said, "Well, where do I sound as though I'm from?" And she said, "Well, more like South, like the South. That would put you in the South." That's it, Bab. She said, I'll put you in the South somewhere. I said, "Oh, right, okay, fair enough." And I said, "Well, I've lived in different places, but I didn't really realise that, you know, I would say that I have a Birmingham accent primarily." So, and I've certainly been judged on that before, not harshly, I have to say, but I've done some things in the past in terms of audio stuff, you know, and people have said, "Oh, yes, you've got a very, very thick Birmingham accent, haven't you?" And people have actually called to me at Side Village and things like that and taken the mick out of my accent because they recognise me and they think I talk a bit like that. But I don't think I do. But if I did speak like that, would you be thinking of me a bit differently, you know? Would I sound like? Well, I'd sound older for the start. Because I think accents as well, if you say them in certain ways, you could sound older than you are, couldn't you? So, and I think accents sound differently according to whether they're loud or quiet as well. But yeah, to get back to this, so the judgment thing. I would say that people judge the Birmingham accent generally. And especially, you know, the black country accent's a bit more like that. And I'm not being, you know, funny or anything like that. You know, it's quite broad, isn't it? And you know, there's a bit more of that, you know, and all that, like, and yowm, and how you doing, and how yowm doing. And it's all, you know, I can hardly even do it justice, to be quite honest. We'd need some black country people to come on. So people from sort of Warsaw, Willenhall, Wolverhampton, every W, I think, Wensbury, and Craigley Heath, and those kind of places are all sort of places that would be associated with the black country. And the black country, of course, being the whole thing around the Industrial Revolution, and that lots of coal and stuff being belched out everywhere, all the dust and soot and smoke thereof. So that's that. That's accents. But yeah, you would. But if I'd have lived in, if I'd have carried on living in sort of the northeast where I was born, and lived there until I'd grown up, I probably would sound a bit more like that. So, you know, I might be doing the audio pool and I might be talking a bit like this, as sort of the default accent, like, if you want to put it like that. And I'd be saying, "Why, hi there, audio pool. It's Paul Hopkins here, VI Podcasting, and thought to leave you a bit of a message about accents." And I'd be speaking a bit more like that, you know, and it would have been quite a shock to the system if you could have just imagined, like, just seeing me the next day and suddenly I'm talking like that. Whereas if this was my normal accent, how would you define us? What would you say about it, you know? And depending on how long I'd lived there, you know, it could have been right strong or a little bit, you know, posher and more defined, or refined even. I don't know. And maybe I would have learned different words and said stuff in a slightly different way. But nevertheless, you would have defined me maybe in a different way as you currently do. So that would have been that. And conversely, I lived in London for a couple of years, and I don't think I've told this story, but I remember I used to phone up my friends when I was coming back up to Birmingham for the weekend, and I would say, "All right, darling, I'm going to be coming up about whatever o'clock," and I'd put on the accent. They're going, "Don't put on the accent, mate, you know, you've already got a London accent." And I was like, "Don't be stupid." And I actually recorded myself on a tape or something like that. While I was down in London, and I lost this tape, and then I found it about 3 years after I'd moved back from London. And sure enough, this voice came out going, "Testing, testing, one, two, testing, testing, one, two. Hello, this is Paul." I was like, "You are joking. That was me." And I did actually have a London accent. I'd actually picked up a London accent. So it's, but would I be judged differently if I talked a bit more like that, you know? And that would have been my accent back then. I'd have definitely picked up a London accent if I'd have stayed down there. So, you know, those are the kind of places that I've kind of been and could have spoke a bit like that or a bit like that, you know, like a bit of a Geordie or, you know, the Birmingham accent that I am. Or Coventry, quite hard to do, but I'd sort of live there for a while as well. So, you know, instead of mom, it'd be things like mum, and instead of girls, it'd be girls and things like that. So it's kind of more sort of heading towards a Leicestery kind of accent, really. And then Hereford is more like that Claire was talking about. You know, it's bordering on sort of parts of the West Country and Wales. So instead of saying here, you know, as Claire might do with a Swindon accent, because Hereford borders on Wales, they'd be saying yer. So, you know, I've been around yer quite a few times. So, you know, the yer would be more heading towards Wales, you see. So accents, and again, would you judge me differently if I'd have spoken like that? I don't know. You can make up your own minds and tell me yes or no and tell me what you think of my Birmingham accent and do I have one or not and do you judge if you see me in a certain light, did I suddenly flash different kind of caricatures to you as I was speaking my various accent journeys? So there you go. I hope people do respond to this because it's a really cool idea. And I will speak to you all soon. And thanks very much for listening. Like, all right, bye bye.